Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Menachos Daf Yotes, Menachos 19. On today's Daf Yomi, our Daf discusses the concept of Hagasha. Hagasha is one of the activities which comes even prior to the essential act of Kamitza. We know that basically the grain offering, the essential aspect, is when the Kohen removes the grain with his fingers from the Kli Sharis, from the vessel that it's in. But even before the Kohen does that, after the grain is placed into a Kli Sharis, this grain is brought to the corner of the Mizbeach, the corner of the altar, and it touches the altar itself. And so this is the concept that is called Hagasha. And the Gemara says, what the Gemara in today's Daf Yomi discusses this concept of Hagasha and where exactly one has to bring it to on the altar. So the Gemara discusses that there's a verse which states, Zos Toras HaMincha HaKrev Osa B'nei Aron Lefnei Hashem. This is what it says in Vayikra Perek Vav Pasuk Zayin. This is the law of the Mincha, that the sons of Aaron have to bring it before Hashem to the front of the Mizbeach. Now, the Gemara is questioning, because earlier we already have a different Pasuk which says that the Mincha must be brought to the front of the Mizbeach. So why does it say two psukim, both talking about bringing the mincha to the Mizbeach? So the Gemara says, well, one is likvol amakom. One of the places where it says lifnei Hashem is to establish the place where it is, because one verse says lifnei Hashem, that the mincha should be brought before Hashem. So I might think that this means to the fact that it should be yachol b'marav, because the west side of the altar is the part closest to the entrance into the sanctuary itself. So I might think when it says bring the mincha lifnei Hashem, it means that you bring it to the west side of the altar. But then the other pasuk says al pnei mizbeach, that it brings to the front of the mizbeach, which means not to the west side but to the southern side. So if that's the case, I might think yachol b'darom, that the kohen should bring the mincha for the hagasha to the southern side, says the verse lifnei Hashem. So how do we deal with this fact? Haketzad, says the Gemara, magisha bekeren dromis maravis, that the mincha is brought to the southwestern side of the altar, keneged chuda shel keren, and therefore it corresponds to the corner of the Mizbeach, vidayo, and that is sufficient. And the Gemara explains that all this is going according to the position that says that the entire Mizbeach was in the northern part of the courtyard. And so therefore, by the person going to, the Kohen goes to the south, western side, he's both in front of the sanctuary, and he's also at the Pnei HaMizbeach. And so therefore we are able to establish the idea of the Hagasha coming straight to the Mizbeach, and also in front of the Mizbeach, and also in front of Hashem. And that is the concept, that before the Kamitza could even take place, the Hagasha of the Mincha was brought to the southwestern corner of the altar. And in fact, the Mincha was supposed to the Kohen had to bring the Mincha to touch it. We've established earlier on Daf Yud Ches that the Hagasha is not essential, but nevertheless, this is what the Kohen was supposed to do. He was supposed to take the mincha to the southwestern corner. Now, there's a lot of discussion amongst the authorities as whether or not the mincha was on all the types, the Hagasha was on all the types of mincha, or just on the baked minchos. We know that some of the minchos were baked, some of the minchos were baked, but not all of them. So Rabbi Yosef Bechor Shor writes in his commentary to Vayikra Perek Vav Pasuk Zayin that according to the order of Sukkim, and according to the logic, that not all of the menachos required hagasha. Only the ones that came baked required hagasha, which is the machavas and the marcheshes, mafetanor v'ravucha. Why is this the case? Because it says by the marcheshes v'kriva al kohen. This is the pasuk we were discussing. V'gisha el hamizbeach. But by the mincha soas, by where it's just a mincha flour, it says v'kamatz misham, which implies that you didn't necessarily have to bring it all the way up until the corner of the Mizbeach. And so if that's the case, what's the distinction between the ones that were baked, according to Rav Yosef Bechor Shor, and according to the ones that weren't baked? So his distinction is that the whole purpose of the mincha, if it's a baked one, we might have thought that person would say, oh, I'm taking the baked ones for myself, and I'm sending the rest out to my guests, but I'm taking the essence for myself. So therefore, the Kohen needs to show that it's all for Hashem, that the whole reason why this avodah is being done is to serve Hashem, is to make an offering to Hashem. So therefore, the Kohen brings it directly up to touch the Mizbeach. And so therefore, that is the first thing he does. He brings it up to touch the Mizbeach. So even though this is the din, and that wouldn't apply by a raw one because we wouldn't have thought that. But even though this is the din of the Chiddush of Rav Yosef Bechor Shor, the Poskim argue, and they say, no, all of the Menachos require Agash, and indeed, that's what the Chaskuni says as well. The Divrei Yisrael writes a beautiful idea. He writes that since today we say that the table of a person comes in place of the Mizbeach, we no longer have the Mizbeach, so our table is a Mizbeach. And so therefore, he writes, therefore a person, he saw that the his practice was that when the gabbai, the waiter, would bring in the meal on Shabbos Kodesh, where we're transforming our meal into a spiritual meal, what he would do was he wouldn't allow the waiter to put the food on the table. He would take it himself and he would touch it to the table, like the Hagasha of the Mincha. And this was the idea of saying that his table was a holy table. It was not just a regular table with food. It was the holy table, and he was transforming it by doing this act of bringing the food. I imagine he must have been bringing the challah to touching the corner of the table, and thereby transforming his table from a regular table, just a food, into a makom kadosh, into a place of an altar, and therefore he did this by symbolically doing this act of hagasha el mizbeach. That is the practice of the Divrei Yisrael.